Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Wes Bush, the best-selling author of Product-Led Growth. He's a renowned product-led growth pioneer and has challenged an entire industry to find a better way to approach SaaS growth. Mr. Bush, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, you're more than welcome. I'm looking forward to it as well. So tell us, what the heck is product-led growth? Let's start there.
Yeah, so product-led growth, I'd argue, is nothing new, but in the software space, it's been getting a ton of hype buzz around it. And the reason I believe that it's really not something new is we, as buyers, we just want to try something before we buy it. Now, whether that's a car and a test drive, or it's cologne or perfume, we want to try it, see it for ourselves, and really see if it's a good fit for us. And so it's not only just become really important for SaaS companies to really adopt this approach of product-led growth, because whenever we're testing something out, we just simply want to see it before we truly believe it. So that's really, in a nutshell, what product-led growth is and how it is really taking a hold on this industry of software as a service, because so many people just want to see it before they believe it.
Well, it certainly makes a lot of sense, and can also understand why it's getting a lot of attention and buzz as well. Why is it of rising importance? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so there's a couple interesting things that are going on in the market. One of them is the fact that there is just becoming so many more competitors in the space. If you look at even some stats from Hacker Noon, for instance, they say you can start a SaaS company for $0. And so what that basically means is there is just this massive amount of competitors for every single category. And as a result, that means it's becoming more expensive to grow your company. And so over the last 5 years, customer acquisition costs have gone up over 50%, so over 10% every single year. And then on the other spectrum, you have this deflationary nature of technology. If you've ever read The Price of Tomorrow, there's about a million examples in that book that just basically shows you that technology is always going to be deflationary in nature. And so what that basically means is us as consumers, we want to pay for less for technology in the next year or the year after that. We always want to pay less for technology. And so at the end of the day, over the last 5 years, consumers want to pay 30% less for the same tech that they would have paid for the last 5 years. And so you have on one end this driving customer acquisition costs are going up, and on the other hand, lower customer willingness to pay. And so essentially, if you're not doing anything different in your business, it's going to become a crunch. And so that's really why I see a lot of companies going towards this new approach of product-led growth, because it really lends itself to helping you grow your business with a much lower customer acquisition cost.
That's certainly a helpful response there. Much appreciated. Now, would you think, or would you say that product-led growth is for everyone, or is it not?
Yeah, so product-led growth, I'd actually argue, isn't for every single business. And I'll give you a couple examples of when it might not actually be a good fit. So one of them is you're in a completely new market. You're trying to educate people on something completely new that they never probably heard of before. In those particular markets, I call them blue oceans, but in those markets, there's a ton of education that needs to be done. And so your sales team is actually really, 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 really valuable. And in those cases, it can still make a lot of sense to have a sales-led approach to your business. But as I was mentioning a little bit earlier about rising consumers and companies coming into every single market, it's just becoming more and more competitive. that blue ocean and that space of the market only exists for so long. Eventually, all markets become bloody red oceans where it gets very competitive. And so if you want to sustain a long-term business strategy, eventually you will have to become product-led if you want to service your market successfully.
Certainly quite interesting, and I really appreciate your insight and expertise sharing some of this information so far today. We're joined by Mr. Wes Bush, the best-selling author of Product-Led Growth. He's a renowned product-led growth pioneer, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, let's look at the benefits. What are the actual benefits of product-led growth?
Absolutely. So one of the biggest ones is that you can service more customers and attract them to your company to figure out what your product does and service them for a much lower customer acquisition cost. And that's really because when you think of a traditional sales-led company, you have to, if you're selling software, request that demo. Then you have to hop on a call to see if you're qualified to purchase this product. And then there's usually maybe one or two other calls that are involved to really just get, make sure they're value-based selling, understanding your problem right. And so the actual process of selling the product is really expensive. And so because it's so expensive to sell, it also means it's very expensive to buy. And that's not because the product itself is more valuable than, let's say, a competitor's product that does the same thing but doesn't have that sales process. And so a lot of consumers are getting much smarter whenever it's coming to purchasing software. And they're realizing that just because there's that more high-touch sales process, it's not because the product's more valuable. It's just because they have a less efficient customer acquisition model. And so that's really the second main benefit of product-led growth, is that when you're using this self-service model, when you're using a free trial or freemium model, you're actually getting the user to do a lot of the heavy lifting, whether that is onboarding themselves as they walk through your product and understand how to use it on their own. I've seen companies use this approach and save over 25% of their customer success costs because the user is just able to help themselves and service themselves. And so the other kind of overarching metric that a lot of companies benefit from whenever it comes to product-led growth is that your revenue per employee is often much, much higher than your traditional sales-led company. And so all of these together just mean that your business can operate much more efficiently than the competition. And so if you're trying to become, let's say, the dominant or maybe even the differentiated or disruptive player in your market, you have to service your customers at a much better price than the competition. And so if you want to hold and maintain that dominant position in the market, it's critical that you have a much more efficient customer acquisition model than your competition and are able to service people with a better experience for a better price on your end. So those are some of the main benefits of product-led growth.
Now, let's say there's some listeners tuning in today that want to get into the product-led growth aspect. What companies, what do they need to do to become more product-led?
Yeah, so if you are on the fence right now, or you are deciding, okay, I'm not sure if product-led growth is right for me, and like, where do I take this next step? I'll really just reframe it. So the main thing that's going on in this new wave of product-led businesses is that a lot of people are realizing time to value is so important. One of the biggest things that differentiates sales-led from product-led companies is that your sales-led companies are focused on telling you. They want to tell you, here's the value of our product. Here's how it's going to help you. Whereas the product-led companies are all focused on showing you. We want to give you the keys to our product, whether that's through a free trial or a freemium model. We want to get you using the product so that you can see what the value is for your product. And so when you're consistently telling people, just here's what our product does. What you're doing is, yes, you're letting people know what your product can do for them, but it's not actually showcasing them what the value is. And so if you are trying to make that transition from sales-led to product-led, what you have to almost obsess about is how can you get someone from I just figured out what your product is all about to I'm in your product, I understand the value of a product and how I can use this to better service my life, my business, and anything else I'm using your product for. And so one of the first steps you can do to make that happen in your business is really just mapping out every single thing that a user needs to do in order to go from your homepage or that first experience they have with your brand to I'm in your product and I've experienced the value of your product. And so when you're going through that experience, there's a lot of things you can do, but just start tracking what does someone have to do to experience that value, and then just start cutting. What are those unnecessary pieces of this experience? Maybe you're asking way too many form fields for someone just signing up for your product. Maybe you have too many advanced steps that are just bogging down your users as they get overwhelmed with everything that they need to do when they sign up for the product right off the bat. And the goal here, I'll leave it at this, is really just to map out a customer journey where is just left with mission critical steps. These are the only steps that someone needs to do in your product to experience the value. And once you're left with just that, what you can do is really accelerate the time to value of what it really takes for someone to get to value in your product. And when that happens, people start signing up for your product, using it, and paying for it, oftentimes without even talking to anyone. And so that is truly when your product can start selling itself.
Exciting and fabulous information shared, Wes. Really appreciate your coming on and sharing this information with us. And I'm sure listeners want to tap into this. Where's the best place online to get further information and to be in contact as well?
Yeah, so the best place, whether you're looking to explore more about product-led growth or connect with other product-led growth leaders, is productled.com.
Easy enough. Again, Mr. Bush, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
And it was certainly more than a pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Wes Bush. He is the best-selling author of Product-Led Growth. He's also a renowned product-led growth pioneer. And for all the details, simply visit productled.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.